This is Judith Leigh saying, Moramai, good morning and welcome, as the island's churches and the island's government are together at your service. Manx Radio. Today we're at your service in St George's, the civic church of the island's capital town of Douglas, bringing you extracts from the Isle of Man Government's National Service of Reflection in recognition of all that's happened on the island over the last months as a result of COVID-19, and described in the order of service as a gathering in prayer and reflection as we mourn those who've died, weep with those who weep, and give thanks for those who labour faithfully for all our sakes. The service was conducted in the presence of members of both church and state. Mr. Speaker and the Chief Minister, with members of Council and members of the Legislature, were there, alongside the Chief Constable, the Chief Fire Officer, the Mayor and Mayoress of Douglas, Chief Executives and the Judiciary, local authority representatives and leaders of the island's Christian churches, alongside leaders of other world faiths. The service began with a welcome from the Archdeacon, the Venerable Andy Brown, who, in addition to being the Vicar of St George's, is also chaplain to the House of Keys. The opening hymn, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, Sing to the Lord with Cheerful Voice, is led by the choir of St George's Church, augmented by members of the government choir. And the organist is Mr Nicholas Roberts, the resident organist and musical director at St George's, who's making a welcome return to the church after a period of serious illness. In fact, this is the first service for which Mr Roberts has played after an absence of some 5 months. The hymn will be followed by prayers led by Reverend Richard Hall, leader of the Methodist Church on the island, and Monsignor John Devine, senior priest in the island's Roman Catholic community.
Welcome to this national service of reflection on what has been a challenging year so far for this island and for these islands and for the whole world. And so we meet in prayer and reflection as we ponder these things in this house of prayer. A very warm welcome to one and all. We meet in the presence of God, Lord God, the Maker and Redeemer of all, as we come before you in grief and praise this day. Comfort us with your presence, make us attentive to your voice, and sustain us with the hope of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
As we gather to remember those we have lost, especially those on this island, but all across the British Isles and beyond, we hear this ancient cry to God from the Hebrew Scriptures, which Christians call the Old Testament. It is still used in synagogues and churches around the world. Psalm 130, please join in the responses. Out of the depths I have called to you, Lord. Let your ears be open to hear my voice. My hope is in God's word. If you recorded all our sins, who could come before you? My hope is in God's word. There is forgiveness with you. Therefore, we hold you in awe. My hope is in God's word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than those who watch for daybreak. My hope is in God's word. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. My hope is in God's word.
Father, we commend to your faithful love those who are crying from the depths. Help them to watch and pray through their time of darkness, in sure hope of the dawn of your forgiveness and redemption. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The next reading is by Mr. Leonard Singer on behalf of the island's Jewish community, and it'll be followed by the lighting of 24 candles, each candle representing one of the loved ones who died of COVID-19 on the island. After all the candles are lit, the Chief Minister, the Honourable Howard Quayle, will lead a moment of prayer. This will be followed by another Bible reading, read this time by the Speaker of the House of Keys, the Honourable Juan Watterson.
This reading is from the Hebrew Scriptures, Lamentations 3, verses 21 to 26. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The prophet sits in the ruins of Jerusalem, mourning that which is lost, but comes at last to a realization of hope and faith. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Now, an opportunity to light a candle in remembrance of the 24 victims of the virus here on this island. And the bishop is going to begin this in a moment. And after that, I'd like to invite anybody who would care to come forward and light a candle in remembrance of those who've died. Perhaps you're a member of a family or a friend. Please do so. And the bishop will hand you a taper lit from our Easter candle, which Christians for 2,000 years have lit as their first act of worship on Easter Day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, to celebrate the gift of eternal life.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord of all, our breath and being come from you, yet our earthly end is dust. Bring us in your mercy through the grave and gate of death to the feast of eternal life, where you reign for evermore. Amen.
A reading from the New Testament, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful.
We stand to sing Beauty for Brokenness, Hope for Despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer.
The reading from the Gospel according to Matthew is given by the Mayor of Douglas, Councillor Jonathan Jockin, and it's followed by a response led by Pastor John Powell of Onchan Elim Pentecostal Church.
The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to the crowd around him, "Come to me, all you that are weary are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light."
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust.
You are the God of my salvation.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
In you I hope all the day long.
O my God, in you I trust.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I
The address in the service was given by the Lord Bishop of Sodron Man, the Right Reverend Peter Eagles, who is also a member of the Legislative Council.
How might we reflect back on these past 6 months or so? If I speak with scientists and geneticists particularly, they tell me that viruses have been here probably for 3 billion years, that they outnumber human beings and animals on our planet, that they support ecosystems and are essential to life. I'm also told 8% of the human genome consists of virus and are part of the delicate balance of life. So how can it be that suddenly one of those infinite viruses in a particular form can come and cause us such damage? And I reflect back to March also, and to a meeting of the House of Bishops when my colleague, the Anglican bishop responsible for the diocese in Europe, explained the terror of what was happening, particularly in northern Italy, first of all, at that time. That terrible experience of direct burial or direct cremation, when people were taken straight from the ward with no possibility of a farewell. No possibility in many cases even of very much being said in the way of prayers. And I recall too the poor of America, the impoverished and destitute of New York being buried in those communal mass graves. And our purpose being here this morning is to reflect upon how that has impacted on our own community, to give thanks for those things that have been done well, to give thanks for providence in bringing us through this, and to commend those whom we have lost to Almighty God. and perhaps if I go back also to February and March and April, and to the role that government was called to play, how do you respond to something like this that is constantly changing? Well, that is really, really difficult, and one responds as best one can. And as I think back to what government have done for us, I reflect on many things, on the state of emergency, on the invoking of the Emergency Powers Act, on the complex question of bringing our people back here, of managing our borders, the lockdown, and then the reopening, and within all of that, the phenomenon of the world's oldest continuous parliament, possibly being the world's first parliament to meet remotely, drawing on those same principles of compassion, care, of inclusivity. And through all of that, we have come, and we have come well. We can in many ways be deeply grateful, deeply thankful, and then inevitably our own deaths, which did come, and those are people whom we remember as we gather this morning. And I reflect on the strange experience of taking a physically distanced funeral, of speaking to grieving relatives at a distance across a grave, but knowing too that the important thing was being done, that prayers were being said, and that those people were being remembered before God. And as we light a candle for each of our departed, these are people, each one of them, made by God, created by God, known to God, loved by God. And thinking of them and commending them lovingly to God, we think too of those who have worked for the good of us all, the key workers to whom we give thanks over this weekend, the work of local communities that each in their own way looked after one another. And that possibly is the greatest tribute of all, that when communities come together like that, something wonderful is happening. And I gave thanks for the work of all faith communities. I had the deepest admiration for my Islamic brothers and sisters, many of whom were doing demanding and pressurized jobs as key workers and were called upon to keep Ramadan, the month of the fast, at that most challenging time of the year when the days were long and the nights were short. And we give thanks for those key workers, for those health workers and for others who kept food on the shelves, who kept the post going, who kept goodwill surviving in our community. For all of that, thanks be to God indeed. And I reflect finally on Easter Day when I went into government buildings and gave a short reflection, and I drew on the military doctrine of the moral component. Really, you summarise it like this. You can have the best equipment in the world. You can have the best plans and processes in the world. But what really matters is your people, the people who keep going, and it is that that will make all the difference. I still stand by that, that what has brought us through this is surely extremely good planning and processes and work on the part of government and civil service and key workers and health and all of those other things. But most of all, it has been that moral component, that will to stand with one another, to care for one another, to support one another, and to keep faithful and hopeful and joyful. We face a future in which we do not know what will come to us. It may come back again. But if it does, we will meet it with those same strengths, and we will retain that powerful goodwill and faithfulness and hope. A hope which this morning we hold before one another with thanksgiving and before God with prayer.
And now, a time of prayer. First, a prayer for Tynwald, led by the Venerable Andy Brown in his capacity as chaplain to the House of Keys.
Almighty and eternal God, to whom we must all give account, guide with your spirit Tynwald in all its parts, that we may be faithful to the mind of Christ and seek in all our purposes to enrich our common life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Next, Chaplain to the Mayor of Douglas, Monsignor John Devine, prays for members of the Council and of the Commissioners.
Caring God, guide with your Holy Spirit all the members and officers of Douglas Borough Council and all the local commissioners of this island, that they may be faithful to your loving purpose for all people and seek in all their decisions to enrich the common life of the communities in their care. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who sets our example of selfless service. Amen.
Reverend Dawn Mather leads the United Reformed Church on the island. She's also a hospital chaplain and prays now for the island's National Health Service.
Everlasting God, at this time we lift to you those from all nations and backgrounds who work in healthcare on this island. Give them skill and wisdom in their work. Be their strength and their shield, as they give of themselves in the care of others.
Amen. Churches Alive in Man is an ecumenical group made up of the island's Christian denominations working together for the good of the community. Bob Jevons is its secretary and prays now for the island's key workers.
As in our places of prayer and worship we've been praying week by week, so now we give thanks to Almighty God for all key workers who have served us in difficult times. O God of hope, we commend to your protection all those key workers who were putting themselves at risk as they attended to the needs of other people. We thank them for their courage and compassion. We pray that your Holy Spirit will support and encourage them, and that they may know the strength of your healing love. We ask this for your tender mercy's sake. Amen.
Pastor Jonathan Stanfield is lead pastor of Living Hope Church. His prayer today is for those who are most vulnerable to the virus.
God of our pilgrimage, may your kingdom come with deliverance for the needy, with peace for the righteous, with overflowing blessings for all nations, with glory and honor and praise for Christ, the only Savior. Amen.
The Archdeacon has a concluding prayer, and that'll be followed by a hymn with a very familiar tune. God is our strength and refuge, our present help in trouble.
In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Amen.
Thank you.
Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Honour everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Aspaniat iuli natal, in erimac spirit nu, durani mastias de hantimeriu, eson di brac. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.
And with the singing of our national anthem and a blessing from the Lord Bishop, that concludes extracts from the National Service of Reflection recorded last Friday morning in St. George's Church here in Douglas. The service was led by the Archdeacon, the Venerable Andy Brown, Vicar of St. George's and Chaplain to the House of Keys. Also taking part were Mr. Speaker and the Chief Minister, the Mayor of Douglas, Mr. Leonard Singer on behalf of the Jewish community and leaders of the island's Christian churches. The organist was Mr. Nicholas Roberts. The address was given by the Lord Bishop of Soder and Man and Member of the Legislative Council, the Right Reverend Peter Eagles. My thanks to all at St. George's for their help in making this recording, and as always, my thanks to you for listening. Next Sunday, we'll be back to your choice of hymns, so do please keep letting me know what you'd like to hear on the programme. You can email me anytime on judithleigh@manxradio.com, and Leigh is spelt L-E-Y. I'd love to hear from you. I'll be back here next Sunday morning, either as a podcast from 7 a.m. or on your radio at 9:30, when the Christian community of the island will once again be at your service. But for now, this is Judith wishing you and those you love and care for a safe and blessed week and a very good morning. Station.